Let me take a little break from those b'chol. I'll tell you, regular Chanukah Shia. But even the regular Chanukah Shia, I can't tell you about Chanukah. I'll tell a little bit about Dalma, a little bit of an introduction. You see that there is sometimes a connection between the Yom Tov Sukkot and the celebration of Chanukah. You see that already in the Gemara. The Gemara explains that according to Beis Shammai, how do you know that you start with 8 candles and go down to 1 candle? One of the reasons that the Gemara says, we'll leave it to the Shammai, you know, possibly, but leave it to the Shammai, is Kineta Pariah Chad. It's built to correspond to the Karbanas of Brot Sukkot, just as the Karbanas of Sukkot started out 13, 12, 11, 10, they went down, Pechas Vahilech. So to the nearest Chanukah was supposed to be Pechas Vahilech as well. Again, we don't accept the Shammai's view, but it's interesting to note that the Shammai does see some kind of a connection between the Karbanas of Sukkot and the celebration of Chanukah. The Rosh Hashanah suggests that maybe that's the answer to the age old question of the Beis Yosef as to why there's the 8th day of Chanukah. There really should only be 7 days of Chanukah. There was only an 8th for 7 days. So Rosh Hashanah quotes from an earlier source that maybe the reason why Chazal instituted 8 days was they wanted it to be Dumi to Sukkot. That they felt that since the Beis HaMikdash had been out of use for a couple of years and they hadn't celebrated Holy Yom Tov, there had been no Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, no Shavuos, no Sukkot, so they wanted to make a grandiose Yom Tov to celebrate the Chanukah HaMikdash, so they picked on the warmest possible Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Sukkot. That should be in a sense the model for the celebration of Chanukah. So whatever it is, whatever the connection between it is, there seem to be some underlying themes that are connecting between the two Yom Tov. So I thought the best place to start was the Chanukah. We'll start with the Sukkot. If he has a Masechet Sukkah, and there's a particular Shad that came up yesterday, Rochus Chanukah. Usually we think we've already heard all the Chanukah Shalas already. How many more times can he ask the same Shal? I'm lining here, I'm going here. So I thought something to do, a new twist, something that I never thought of until yesterday. So the Shal happened, nice, the Shal happened to me. I was in the middle of davening yesterday morning, I was in the middle of St. Hallel. And somebody walked into the shul collecting money for tzedakah. I guess it didn't happen here, it happened in another shul I was happening in. Somebody walked in asking for tzedakah. So the question is, I was not sure, they'll say hello. The question is, am I mechuyev at that point to give the person tzedakah? Am I mechuyev to? Is it the right thing to do? Is it maybe it's the wrong thing to do? Maybe it's an optional thing to do? What is that halacha? You're supposed to stop in the middle of halacha, start pumping around Pashkin, around your pachet, to try to give it on your tzedakah. So what's the shayla? What's the question? So it starts with the sugi masech sukkah. So the Gemara Mishnah masech sukkah, mafkafem, and Aleph teaches us the famous halacha called, Isik b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. That if a person is involved in doing one mitzvah, he is exempt from doing another mitzvah. The example that the Mishnah gives, the reason why it appears in Masechet Sukkah, is specifically dealing with Hilchos Sukkah. Person's a holich l'dvar mitzvah. Person is on his way to go to a mitzvah. He's going to Rashi is example. He's going to Pidyon Shvuyim. He's going to do some other great mitzvah, whatever the case may be. And now it comes time to sit in the sukkah. So we need not sit in the sukkah. I think the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. So it's clear from the Gemara that this is not a din unique to the sukkah. This is true by all mitzvahs. In fact, the mochar for the din of Isaac mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is derived from Kriya Shema. As the Torah says, you say Shema b'shivtcha b'veisecha v'lechtcha v'derech. The term of v'lechtcha v'derech conjures up the image of a person going on his own trip. If you're going on your own trip, basically you're doing nothing, you're involved in a davar rishos, then you say Kriya Shema. In contrast to if you're involved in a Dvar Mitzvah, if you're doing some very important mitzvah, then you don't stop to say Kriya Shema. So I think mitzvah part of the mitzvah is sugi and nafchafei and sukkah, sugi in the beginning of Masechet Brachos as well. The Gemara in a few places, in Masechet Nedarim, and in Masechet Bava Kama, applies this principle of Isaac the mitzvah part of the mitzvah to the mitzvah tzedakah as well. If a person's in the middle of doing mitzvah A, and an ani walks by, a poor person walks by and asks for tzedakah, what is that mechuyev to give him tzedakah at the time that you're involved in doing a mitzvah? I think the mitzvah part of the mitzvah applies to the mitzvah of giving tzedakah as well. It's somewhat of a chiddush that it applies to the mitzvah tzedakah, because as Tosfos comments in a different context, the tzedakah has a losa say to it. If a person doesn't give tzedakah, somebody comes and asks you for tzedakah, and you don't give it to them, so not only you mevatel the mitzvah say of Pesach Tiftach is Yadcha, but you're in violation of two Yisurim as well. Los Yavis is Lavavcha, Los Yikos is Yadcha. So there are Yisurim involved in terms of giving Tzedakah, in terms of not giving Tzedakah. Normally we think that also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah doesn't apply to Yisurim. Let's say I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah right now, I'm in the middle of going to do it by mitzvah, so I can be treif. So I can bring Chal Shabbos, I can talk Lashon Hara. I'm doing the mitzvah. While I'm driving to go do the mitzvah, I can be on the stuff I'm talking about the Lashon Hara that I want. That's absurd. I see the mitzvah part of the mitzvah doesn't mean I see mitzvah part of the Averis. I see mitzvah part of the mitzvah means if I'm doing mitzvah X, I don't have to do positive mitzvah Y. So the problem is when it comes to the giving of tzedakah, how can we even apply the rule of I see the mitzvah part of the mitzvah? take away their Yisurim involved. So the answer most probably is that the Yisurim and the Yisurim emanate from the Asay. Means there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. The person who's mechuyev to give tzedakah, if you don't give tzedakah that you're mechuyev to give, then you're in violation of the Los Asay. The Los Asay is not an independent standing Los Asay. The Los Asay only applies if you have that mitzvah say. Like a Moshe Madavidomra. When it comes to the mitzvah of resting from Alocha and Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there's a mitzvah asay to refrain from Alocha, Shabboson, and there's mitzvah Los Asay of Los Asakam Alocha. The two are independent from one another. A person can be in violation of Los Asakam Alocha even if there wouldn't have been a mitzvah asay. It means the Los Asay is not coming to strengthen the asay. There's a Los Asakam Alocha, and there's an independent mitzvah of Shabboson on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But when it comes to giving a tzedakah, it's quite possible that the Los Asay is not independent. The Los Asay is only what the Ramban calls in a different context, the Chazek HaAsay. So if that's the case, then if the Asay doesn't apply, because I'm part of it, as I say, it's a part of it, then the Los Asay is not going to apply as well.
Would this be with Carol? Someone says Krishma and someone comes to take a Los Asay, he's allowed to be Maksik to in middle Krishma, which is the Raisa.
Right, well,
and Cavero, so, and Ani sort of like has other aspects of Akiva. So I thought it would be parallel to more like Krishma being Mastik.
Right, one of those, the real question is of Krishma. Why don't I say that I'm Pata from giving Shamalechem to somebody because that's because I think mitzvah. The answer is you're right, I'm Pata. In terms of mitzvah, I'm talking Pata. But in terms of Midas, in terms of just
that's why I think parallel
to the other should be us. I'm not Mukhif to give the money, I'm Mukhif to give Shamalechem, I'm not Mukhif to start writing a check. I'm not mechuyev to start doing actions, to doing things, to give him the money. Right? I can tell him to wait for a minute. That I see what the mitzvah says. I don't have to give it to him right now. So there is
I'll come around with an old to go after the malachim.
You mean he was in the middle of talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the mitzvah. I don't know. Maybe Halak Taisus actually came Shneim. You do Rosh Hashanah wait. Again, there's a din called Eitz of Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah. So our initial reaction is that would apply here also. But if you get about Chanukah for a regular day, I'm in the middle of saying Kriyishma. That was all time. I'm in the middle of saying Kriyishma, and an Ani walks by and asks for Tzedakah. So I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. So I think Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah, not Mechuyev to give the Ani. So here I'm in the middle of saying Halal first the Chanukah. And an Ani walks by, and my Mechuyev to stop my house, I'm fumbling around, pashkin around, looking for some tzedakah money. And my Mechuyev to do that or not? So my initial reaction would be no, that Isaac Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah. However, not so simple. It could be that this rule of Isaac Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah only applies if I'm being Isaac in a mitzvah on a level of Deraisa. If the mitzvah that I'm doing is a mitzvah Deraisa, then it makes a lot of sense. I'm Isaac for mitzvah Deraisa, Pata from another mitzvah Deraisa. That's like the example that the Mishnah gives. A guy is in the middle of going to do some great mitzvah, Kiddin Shvui, and then he's in the middle of doing some fantastic mitzvah, and Sukkah comes his way. So I'm Isaac a mitzvah X, I'm part of a mitzvah Y. Well, let's say in the original example that the Gemara says, that a person is in the middle of doing Hashavas HaReidah, I'm in the middle of taking care of a person's lost object, and an Ani walks by and asks for Tzedakah, Isaac mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. I'm involved in Hashavas HaReidah, a mitzvah deraisa. But over here, L'chaura, I'm only involved in a mitzvah derabanan. And say how halachadik pashas is only derabanan. So maybe you could argue that Isaac with mitzvah derabanan is not going to be part of a mitzvah deraisa. Giving tzedakah is a deraisa. So maybe the whole application of Isaac mitzvah part of the mitzvah would be irrelevant over here. So I really had a twofold shaila yesterday. You can imagine all the kavanah I had in the middle of halach. Trying to go through the shaila I had. It's a twofold shaila. Number one. Is Halal Chanukah Derabbanan Deraisa? Maybe somehow we could say the Halal Chanukah Deraisa. It's going to be hard to sell that. Well, we'll get there, don't worry. That's what we're talking about today. Number one. And number two, if I can't convince you of that, if we're going to work with the assumption that Halal Chanukah is going to be Derabbanan, then we have to further understand, well, what's the din? What's the halacha? I think it's Derabbanan, it's Pata Deraisa, Chaim Deraisa. So our initial reaction to both of those shaylas is that Halal Chanukah is Derabbanan. Who are we kidding? Of course, Halal Chanukah is Derabbanan. Everyone knows Halal Chanukah is Derabbanan. And our initial reaction is, yeah. Isaac mitzvah by Derabbanan, how could that pater from Deraisa? For the love of Deraisa, you're an Isaac mitzvah rishus. How could that pater from a mitzvah Deraisa? So our knee-jerk reaction to both of our shadows would lead us in the direction that the person would in fact be chayav to give tzedakah. So I'm going to try to change that knee-jerk reaction in the next half hour or so. So let that was the first part of the Shaila. The Chanukah part of the Shaila is how in Chanukah derais, it's how in Chanukah derabbanan. So we answer the question, who are we kidding? Of course it's derabbanan. So Chanukah is derabbanan. So how can the in Chanukah be derais if Chanukah itself is derabbanan? Just in case we're not convinced, just based on the Svar B'Helma, it seems to be the Farishi Gemara says Brachas in the context of the Sugya that Henry alluded to before. The Mishnah says in Brachas that there are dinim when it comes to Kriya Shema, when a person is permitted to be mafsik. If you have cover of the Hira, if a person is in the middle of Kriya Shema and somebody walks in and gives him Shalom Aleichem, sometimes you're allowed to answer, sometimes you're not allowed to answer, sometimes you're even allowed to initiate the Shalom Aleichem. So it's a whole sugya, whole daf of the Gemara about what point of Kriya Shema you're permitted to be mafsik. Bizman Azem, we don't really practice that. The poskim write the Bizman Azem. How about we should give good Shabbos to people on the street, so people are not so mafsik and Shalom Aleichem anymore, so the person's not going to get so insulted. So the mice, we don't stop in the middle of a Kriya Shema anymore. The only thing we do stop for, we stop to answer Kedusha and Kaddish, because that's like Miftah Shalom, means we're answering the Rebbe Shalom, so to speak, so we do that. But just to give Shalom Aleichem to a friend in the middle of Kriya Shema, we don't do. But Medina de Gemara, that there is a principle of being mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, the Gemara raises the question in the second of Brachas, what if a person is in the middle of saying Hallel? What's the din of Hallel? A person is in Chanukah in the middle of saying Hallel? What's the din? Would he be mafsik or not? What's the Shaila? So the Gemara presents two tzedakot. So one side the Gemara says is that maybe Hallel is Mohammed in Kriya Shema. Why is Hallel Chanukah Mohammed in Kriya Shema? Because of Pesim and Nisa. Because it has that dimension of publicizing the miracle. Is there agav? You see from the Gemara that Pesim and Nisa is not only true for Halachas Neiros. We usually think of Pesim and Nisa as part of Halachas Neiros. It's not true. Pesim and Nisa is part of all the mitzvahs Hayyim. Even the Hallel that a person says in Chanukah also is an expression of Pesim and Nisa. That's what Tosfos writes in Masechta Shabbos. Even the Haftarah that we say on Chanukah is also Pesim and Nisa. That's what Tosfos writes, that when you have the Shabbos or Chodesh Chanukah all coincide together. So Tosfos raised the question, which Haftarah should you use? Should you use Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh, or should you use Haftarah for Chanukah? So one of the svaras that Tosfos throws out is, well, of course you use for Chanukah, but Pesim and Nisa are different. Pesimonisa, not lighting the candle. I'm reading a story from Navi. So you see from Taisus that that's also the reading of the Haftar of Zachariah. Any mention of Chanukah, any talking about Chanukah is also Shtibul Ki, was also part of the mitzvah of Pesimonisa. So Achopanim, the Gemara raised the question whether the statement Hallel is in a certain sense more covered than Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is no Pesimonisa, and Hallel does have Pesimonisa. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Hallel is more lenient than the Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is deraisa, Hallel is derabanan. The Gemara says, Kriya Shema deraisa mafsik, Hallel derabanan lo kol shigayim. The Madach, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, which is a deraisa, Kalachayim, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Hallel, which is only a derabanan. So the Gemara throws out this shad, two tzedakim, in terms of the relationship between Kriya Shema and Hallel. Is Hallel more chomer than Kriya Shema? Because Hallel has Pesim and Nisa. Was Hallel more lenient than Kriya Shema? Because Hallel is only Vidurabhanan. So whatever the Maskara of the Gemara is, the Gemara finally is Parshat, that you are Mafsik in the middle of Hallel as well. But you see Chor from that Gemara, from that one line of the Gemara, Hallel Durabhanan. The Gemara says, Pemoli, Hallel Durabhanan, look how Shigay. The Ravada, Ravada, Hallel is Durabhanan. And therefore, that's a Svara to be more lenient than Hallel, not less lenient than Hallel. So the Chor you see, so the Gemara, but our knee-jerk reaction was in fact 100% correct. We initially thought that, of course, Hallel Chanukah is derabanan. How could anyone dream otherwise? So the Gemara is bearing out exactly what we said. Not so poshut. And it could be, one could understand this Gemara really in one of two ways. Either one can understand the Gemara kipshuto, that the Hallel Chanukah is legamim b'derabanan, hakol mikol kol, that the Gemara means exactly what it sounds like, exactly what we initially thought, that Hallel Chanukah is legamim b'derabanan. Or perhaps one can reread the Gemara a little bit. Perhaps one can revamp the Gemara based on the following. We spoke about this many times. There's a Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about what gave Chazal the right to institute the Yom Tov of Purim. The Yom Tov of Purim was problematic in Halacha because they were adding on to the Mitzvah Torah. Torah says 613 Mitzvahs. Came Chazal in the days of Mordechai and Esther, and the end of Antichrist, the Megillah, so this Purim and the whole Yom Tov celebration. So the Gemara says, my high, how can they add on a Mitzvah to the Torah? So the Gemara explains that they figured out that it's not considered to be an adding it to the Torah. It's an extension of what the Torah already speaks about. What does the Torah speak about? The Torah speaks about the celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Klai Yisrael sang Shiras Hayam at the time of the Nates of Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Torah records it, the whole parak of Chumash, dedicated to the celebration, to the reaction of Klai Yisrael, to the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. So comes the Gemara and says as follows, Ma me'avus l'cheirus omim shira, mimisa l'chaim l'chosh again. Madach, when Klal Yisrael were only saved from Avdos at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mitzvah didn't want to kill them. The Mitzvah wanted to bring them back to be slaves, and they experienced the Yeshua, and they sang a Shira, they celebrated. So in Misa L'chaim, in the days of Purim, when the lives are on the line, how much more so are they obligated to sing Shira? So comes the Gemara and seems to say that this is a real din. This is mamash a din in the Torah. The kavuchom is like you and me. The shetayin rushes them. So you're mechuyif to say shira. You're obligated to say shira when you experience a Yeshua. When you have Yeshua, b'misa l'chayim. So you're mamash mechuyif in the Torah to say shira. So there is a machlokes between the Chassam Sofer and the Netziv how to understand pshat in this Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer writes in one of the shuvas that the Gemara means exactly what it says. That there's an obligation in HaTorah to say shira. Shira doesn't literally mean the words of Hallel, Haraya, appropriate, don't even say Hallel, but you have to celebrate, you have to say Alanisim, you have to read the Megillah, you have to do some kind of a celebration to mark the commemoration of a miracle. The Tamamisha did Midderaisa, says the Chazam Sefer, and anyone who doesn't do that is a Vatal of Mitzvah Midderaisa. Chazam Sefer goes so far as to say, so let's say the whole day of Purim goes by, the person doesn't celebrate at all, doesn't have a suitor, doesn't say Alanisim, doesn't read the Megillah, doesn't sing, doesn't, nothing. It's a regular day for him. So says the Chassam Sofer, not only was he mevatel all the dinim derabbanan of Shalach Manas, the Tos of Yair, they've been sued, and Al-Nisim, the Chris Megillah, everything. He was mevatel much more than that. He was mevatel the mitzvah deraisa called Az Yashem Moshe, the mitzvah deraisa to celebrate Nisim, to commemorate Nisim. There's an all-encompassing mitzvah deraisa to celebrate Nisim. There is no tzur of how to do that. The Torah doesn't give out the format, doesn't give us the nusach, what to say, how to do it, how to accomplish that. But there is a mitzvah deraisa that's given to each person to determine, and Chazal concretized it for everybody, that there's a mitzvah deraisa called Shira Lanais, called Az Yashem Moshe. Says the Chassam Sofer, the same is true when it comes to Chanukah. If a person will go the entire week of Chanukah without Al Anisim, without lighting the menorah, without saying Shas Anisim, without Halal, anything, so that he was mevatel not only the mitzvahs derabbanan of Neiros and Halal, Al Anisim, etc., he was mevatel the mitzvah derais of Az Yashem Moshe, of celebrating, commemorating a nes. This is the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. So the Netziv disagrees with this Chassam Sofer. The Netziv writes that he thinks that all the Gemara means is that Bishas Hanes Mamish, you have to celebrate. Like Az Yashem Moshe. Az Yashem Moshe was at the time the miracle happened. The fact that you have to commemorate in years to come, that's only Midir Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, the mitzvah of celebration of Hanes, is only Bishas Hanes Mamish.
Or, you see it's Mitzrayim and Pesach, and that's why it's so inherent within our culture, is that that is called Shana B'Shana because we are the Kabbalah Torah every year.
That's what the Netziv himself writes.
Lost the base of English anyway. The Netziv never changed.
Right, that's what the Netziv writes. The Netziv writes that even though I think that celebrating Nisim is only with Rabbanon, but it's just the tribe is different because the Chol Dover Dor Chayav Adam Lost the tribe. It is an ongoing type of thing. Right, we do the bracha, the halal, the halal, so shira, halal, shikir, that's the rabbi's time. So again, so we have a machlekes, the chassam sofer and the netziv, how to understand this gemara in Megillah, not Yudalad. Should we take the gemara like the chassam sofer says that all celebrations for all subsequent generations is deraisa? Or should we say, no, mapitam is no such thing. The only celebration of deraisa is on b'shasaneis. So how do we understand the gemara in Maseches Brachos in light of this machlekes? The gemara says the same, halal, chalak, is derabbanan. The gemara says black and white, so derabbanan. So according to the Tziv, brings this Gemara as a raya for him. He says, you see from the Gemara, the Halal Charek was derabbanan, it's not the raya. To which the Chassam Sofer would respond, no. All the Gemara meant to say in Brachas of Yudalad, as a Brachas of Yudalad, that Gemara in Brachas about Halal Charek being derabbanan, what the Gemara meant is as follows. The Gemara was talking about being mafsik in the middle of Kriyishma, being mafsik in the middle of Halal. Kriyishma is a text deraisa. Kriyishma, not only is this Kriyishma deraisa, the words are deraisa. Let's say a person would decide, I don't want to say Kriyishma this morning, I want to say Amech Hashem Lekech instead. The Torah says, B'shach Wolf Kamech, the din deraisa, we pass, and you have to say the words of Kriyishma. So there's something to the words of Kriyishma and the love of deraisa. Hallel, if a person would choose that he doesn't want to say Hallel, he wants to say Nizbe Shechur Kos Baisel David, I don't love of deraisa. So that would be good. The fact that we have to say Dafka, he's problem of Tehillim, that's Midir Rabbanan, that was the Techanis Chachamim. But the fact that you have to celebrate the Neis, that's deraisa. But the Torah doesn't give you which God and which Shechur to say. The Torah says, Yashem Moshe, say whatever you want. You want to sing Al Anisim in the morning, you want to sing Dreidel Dreidel Dreidel, you want to say Maos Tzvot, whatever you want. As long as Midir Raisa, you commemorate the day as the Yom HaNeis, that's good enough Midir Raisa. If your Rabbanan has this better things, right? Your Rabbanan has this better things as well, right? So comes the Chassam Sofer, has a whole new reading of the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, when the Gemara says Kriyishma Deraisa, Poisei, the fact that you mafsik in the middle of Kriyishma Deraisa, Halal the Rabbanan Lakol Shekim, it doesn't mean that the Halal and Chadak is the Rabbanan. The Gemara never said that the saying of Halal is the Rabbanan. What the Gemara meant to say was the text of Halal is the Rabbanan, the words of Halal are the Rabbanan, and therefore it's much easier to be mafsik in the middle of them. If you can be mafsik in the text of Kriyishma, which is Deraisa, Kavachayma, you can be mafsik in the text of Halal, which is on the Rabbanan. So it comes out that according to the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara never said that Halal is the Rabbanan. Forget our knee-jerk reaction was not correct. The saying of Halal is a Deraisa, according to the Chassam Sofer. What is it? It's the celebration of Elz Yoshe Moshe. So of course the institution of Chanukah is the Rabbanan. Nevada, the prophet of Chanukah is the Rabbanan. Nevada, Lukas Negus, of course everything is the Rabbanan. But the basic mitzvah Deraisa is still intact. That mitzvah Deraisa is a celebration of the Chol Dor V'Dor of Nisan that happens. So now we have to go back to our Isaac mitzvah story. So here I am, the first day of Hanukkah, saying my Hallel. Am I doing a mitzvah deraisa? Am I doing a mitzvah derabbanan? So according to the Netziv, I'm only doing a mitzvah derabbanan. According to the Netziv, anything I do in Hanukkah can never be more than a derabbanan. But according to Chassam Sofer, not the portion. According to Chassam Sofer, I'm doing mamash a mitzvah deraisa. I'm fulfilling a mitzvah on the same level as Krishna. It's not the text of Krishna, that's true, but I am being Isaac for mitzvah deraisa. I'm saying Hallel, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa of Yeshua Moshe, the Chol Dor V'Dor, and therefore the din of Isaac for mitzvah, part of the mitzvah should kick in as well. But then I was thinking that even according to the Netziv, that the whole Hallel is only with the Rabbanan, the celebrations are Rabbanan, everything is the Rabbanan, maybe Isaac for mitzvah, part of the mitzvah applies even to mitzvah, the Rabbanan. What led me to believe that? What led me to think that maybe Isaac a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, applies even to a mitzvah derabbanan? And Rashi in Masechta Sukkah. Rashi in Daf Chafeh and Aleph in Sukkah, when the Mishnah says that Isaac the mitzvah is part of the Sukkah, so Rashi gives you a few examples of what's called Isaac the mitzvah. So one example Rashi says is, I'm going to be paid the Shavuya, I'm going to redeem captives. Okay, that's a mitzvah deraisa, Haptacha Chamocha, Vechechi Chaymach, okay, that I understand. But Rashi tells it another mitzvah. Rashi says, I'm going to be makbo p'nei rabbi. I'm going to visit my Rebbe. I'm going to visit my Rebbe. I'm on the way. I'm traveling to visit my Rebbe. And it's time for me to eat lunch. I don't want mechuyif to stop and go scrounge around and look for a sukkah. I should continue traveling on my way. That was one of the examples that Rashi gives us. Why did Rashi pick on that example? Because the Gemara has it. A little bit later on, the Gemara says that if a person's going to visit his Rebbe, he's part from sukkah. The question is, wait a second. This mitzvah to go visit your Rebbe, what kind of mitzvah is that? What's the source for this mitzvah? This is a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabbanan. Where does it say in the Chumash it's a mitzvah to visit one's Rebbe and Yom Tov? So the Gemara Masechta Sukkah derives this from a pasuk from Navi. The pasuk says that when the Isha Shunamis, the woman who Elisha promised to have a child, and she has the child, and then the child dies, so the Isha Shunamis goes runs to Elisha. So her husband, when he sees her going to run to Elisha, he realizes that the child had died. So he says to him, where are you going? Where are you running? It's not Yom Tov today. L'chadish v'Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Shabbos. It's not Yom Tov. Where are you going to go visit Elisha? So the Gemara says, you see from here, from the husband's question, that it was normal to visit the Rebbe. And Yom Tov means the husband would have stopped if it was Pesach. It would have been Shavuos or Sukkot. He wouldn't have said, where are you going? Because it was a regular Tuesday. So he asked, what are you going to run to Elisha looking for? So you see from here that the practice was the Chayav al Mahapu Pnei Rabbi B'chag, and the Gemara says it's a real din. It's not a pasuk Chumash, it's a pasuk Novi, it's a mitzvah mid Rabbanan. So l'chora, the mitzvah to be Mahapu Pnei Rabbi was only a mitzvah mid Rabbanan, and even though it's a mitzvah mid Rabbanan, Afa Bichayin has the ability to say, I think a mitzvah, pasuk a mitzvah, that's the pashas in the Rashi. Unless one wants to be doich as follows, unless one wants to say that the Rambam quotes the mitzvah Mahapu Pnei Rabbi in the midst of Talmud Torah. The Rambam is not quoting the Din of Hilchos Yom Tov. He quotes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the context of the halachas that a person has to have special honor and respect in Nora to one's Rebbe Muvok. So the Rambam writes that part of the mitzvah of being mechabed one's Rebbe is to visit the Rebbe on Yom Tov. So the Chari, you see from the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam incorporated this halacha into Hilchos Talmud Torah, into the parak about Hilchos Kavod Rav, if the Rambam held, this is not an independent mitzvah, this is not a three-time-a-year mitzvah of the Hakmah Pnei Rabbo. This is part of the general mitzvah of Kavod Rav. It's the mitzvah deraisa, the show Kavod, the Tamid HaChacham, it's the mitzvah deraisa, the Mechabit one's Rebbe. So comes the Rambam and says, this is another demonstration of the all-encompassing mitzvah of Kavod Rav. So it could be that according to the Rambam, when a person is going to visit the Rebbe in Yom Tov, they're not going to fulfill the mitzvah derabban and lahakma fei rabo. It's part of the mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is bechaber the Rebbe. How do you do that? One of the ways of showing that kavod is to visit on Yom Tov. But in terms of is this a mitzvah deraisa or mitzvah derabbanan, the Rambam seems to say that this is mamash a mitzvah deraisa, the chiyuv deraisa of kavod harav. So maybe when Rashi says that Isaac mitzvah, potter a mitzvah, being involved in the mitzvah of lahakma fei rabo, therefore potter from sukkah, that doesn't mean I'm being involved in the mitzvah derabbanan to pass me from sukkah. That means I'm being involved in the mitzvah deraisa.
Well, the
kiyum, it's a kiyum of kavod Torah. The Rambam puts the din of kavod Torah into the parasha of Talmud Torah.
But presumably, there's always a mitzvah to be kavod Torah.
Right.
So why should that mitzvah, which happens 365 days a year, push off a mitzvah of sukkah, which has a very
limited... Well, right now I'm doing the mitzvah. It doesn't matter. If right now I'm doing mitzvah X, so that even though mitzvah X, I could do it another time, but right now I'm doing mitzvah X, so
is there a difference between the word kiyum and chiyuv?
Yeah, that's another question about whether the principle of this type of mitzvah is a chiyuv deraisa, it's a kiyum deraisa. That's a whole question of itself. Chiyuv means you have to do it. And if you don't do it, it's called a bittul. A kiyum means that it's a nice thing to do. If you do it, that's considered to be
right.
A kiyum mitzvah.
Which
maybe. So again, so we're back to square one. So again, we're trying to figure out whether if a person is saying halo Chanukah, does he have to give tzedakah? That's our shaila. So in the middle of saying halo, so if you hold that halo is a deraisa of Chanukah, then I should get the pot, the mitzvah kicks in. If you hold that halo is only a derabbanan of Chanukah, like the Nitzir, like the super reading, like what we thought, so then we're back to square one. You say Isaac mitzvah pot, the mitzvah is derabbanan. So we thought we had a raya from Rashi, because Rashi says Isaac for mitzvah to be machma fei rabba, but we were dechen a raya by saying no, that lahakma fei rabba is also deraisa. So many Echmarim don't say what I just said. Many Echmarim say that lahakma fei rabba was only a mitzvah derabbanan. That's true. And notwithstanding the fact that it's a mitzvah derabbanan, I could still say Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah. Why was pshat? Why is that true? So come the Echmarim and say, what's the mokor for Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah? The pasuk says, "V'lech tachavaderech, v'lech es didach." When you go in your own way, you take your own leisurely stroll, you're doing nothing, then do mitzvahs. Prat v'lech hashemayim, to exclude someone who's not doing their own personal things. A mitzvah derabbanan, even if it's not labeled as a mitzvah on a level of deraisa, even if it's not theoretically enough to pati from a deraisa, it's not a davar rishus. I'm not sitting around doing nothing. The Torah says when you're doing nothing, then do mitzvahs. But if you're doing something important, you're doing something else that's not your own personal needs, then you don't have to do mitzvahs. So a mitzvah derabbanan may qualify to be called not leches didach. So if it's not leches didach, it's not your personal walking, then it's also going to have the ability to pass you for mitzvahs. So it could be we can make two very, very strong cases to pass to a person who's saying halal from giving tzedakah. So p'tur number one is if halal and chanukah is deraisa, then for sure you're potter. If halal and chanukah is only mitzvah rabbanan, so then it's going to depend on our osik mitzvah shayla, or the osik mitzvah derabbanan is going to be potter from a mitzvah deraisa, depending on this rash and these echarin. So I was thinking to myself, okay, so I got the whole Shabbat Torah down pat. I got two good reasons why I'm potter. Question is that the right thing to do? I'll take a second to give it. I'll take a short to give this double to say the Shabbat Torah. So actually, Kaim Shneim, Lamalo. So first of all, it's the Machlekes Rabbi Shneim. Whether actually Kaim Shneim is even true, Tosfos writes that it's actually Kaim Shneim. You should be Kaim Shneim. If you just as easily you could take the penny out of your pocket and give it to the army and continue saying the Hallel, not playing. You're supposed to do that. Actually, Kaim Shneim. But the Ran disagrees. The Ran says no. Even actually Kaim Shneim is potter. But even, and that's what we pass in Shkunov, we pass like the Ran. But even though we pass like the Ran himself writes that if Epsha Bakal, if it's easy to be Mekayim Shneim, what a low, it's so long this is a third, not to give the tzedakah for, it's Epsha Bakal, Mekayim Shneim. The Ran says you're not mechuyev to, because I think the Pata Mitzvah is an all encompassing tour, all around tour, but that's the right thing to do. So I think to myself, okay, good, so it's Epsha Bakal, Mekayim Shneim, forget the Shkunov Torah, it's the right, it's the Ran, give the tzedakah. So I stick my hand into my pocket. Can't find any small coins. I open up my wallet. The smallest bill I have is a 20. And I said, I'm ready to give a 20. Anyone who knows who gives me tzedakah, that's already not so fast. And actually, kind of jam. Comes the whole production. You know, it's not change, right? So, all right, so actually, kind of jam still. I was already behind in Hallel. They were almost finished with Hallel. I was one or two proper behind them, and they were heading to the finish line, and they were running into Kriyas HaTorah. Now, anyone who daven's a little slow will know that if you're behind in Hallel and they hit Kriyas HaTorah, you're in a pickle. You know why? Because then you have to stop being mopsic to answer Baruch Hu. You have to stop all the laning. You have to continue. You stop. You start. And Sukkot it becomes a disaster with a little bit of even in Chanukah it becomes a balagan. The whole Hallel gets chopped up. So I thought to myself that, not so much Shilukav Shnem anymore. You know, to give one penny, to give, pull out a quarter, give a quarter, pull out that. To give out, pull out a 20 and start, I don't think I'm equipped to give $20 to the one person who's standing there in shul. So to ask him in a nice way to start giving change and negotiate the change. And meanwhile, Hallel, that's why the Hallel. I said, Shilukav Shnem. So I thought that according to the Ran, that's not called Efshir Bakal, for sure not. And even according to Taisa, I'm not so sure that's called Efshir Bakal Shnem. That's going to share the Hallel. There's a ritva that says that oisin mitzvah part of the mitzvah doesn't just mean it's part. It means you shouldn't do the second mitzvah because the second mitzvah is going to detract from the first mitzvah. Mehecha teisi can detract from the first mitzvah. So I decided I'm not going to be mafsik in the middle. I realized what was going on. I'm not going to be mafsik. So I tried a motion to the yoni that wait for a second to finish. So I figured we'll hang around. We'll wait. Absolutely, can't stay. We'll hang around. Kids didn't hang around. He left. Sure. I left to finish out. I'll show it. So then I was thinking to myself, wait a second, that'll be a shalom nidre mitzvah. Because the din is that if a person has in mala, if a person says they're going to give tzedakah, the Gemara says, b'fichas the tzedakah, so you b'chiv al tzedarim to give the tzedakah. And even if you're going to believe it, if you had in mind to give tzedakah, if you really, really decide, I'm going to give X amount of money for tzedakah, so according to many achrayim, you b'chiv to give it. It's b'chiv to Rabbah, it's chachub, al shalom, it's b'chiv tzedakah, it's mitzvah, even b'akshavah. So I had a little bit, I was planning on giving the tzedakah, just that the other left. So I don't know if it's going to run into that only. So I thought maybe it was buying enough in the Dre Mitzvah, the Dre Tzedakah. So nice, whatever amount I was going to give before, so I he put it into the Tzedakah box. So at least it shouldn't be a shile of...
Not to worry.
But
he'll be back.
Whatever, it shouldn't be a shile of the Dre Tzedakah. Anyway, so...
But the
Tzedakah
was told that somebody was
out of
the
Tzedakah,
but they wanted to buy something for him. And
you're a sufferer, right. Anyway, so the shile was fundamentally a Chanukah shile. Maybe the real shile was, is Chanukah deraisa, Chanukah derabanan, that's a bit of fun of mitzvah deraisa, derabanan. So a couple of shiles converged together. So that was a new shiur of the Chanukah, because the shile just happened yesterday. So at least we gave a little English medicine to the Chanukah.
That applies to every time we say
So all the shiur, but for Shkodesh, that's a minute. I'm proud to say, yeah, okay, this is...